This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Humanity is expected to double its plastic production over the next two decades. That has California thinking about passing a law to force companies to make single-use plastic packaging less polluting. Sue Carpenter has the story.
Sean Weaver is founder of the California startup Technosoil. It's partnering with the city of Los Angeles to recycle locally collected plastic into asphalt paving.
We figured out that we could use plastics to recycle roads.
The recycled plastic acts like glue to hold the pavement together. And California is looking for more solutions like this.
We're basically asking businesses to meet targets for recyclability, reusability, compostability, source reduction.
That's California State Senator Ben Allen, co-author of the Circular Economy and Plastic Pollution Reduction Act, working its way through the state legislature. The EPA says just 8% of plastic is recycled in the U.S. The rest is landfilled, incinerated, or ends up littering the ground and waterways.
We're now on track. By 2050, we're going to have more plastic in the ocean than fish.
The bill would require 75% of single-use plastic packaging in California to be reduced or recycled into something else by the year 2030. And all single-use packaging and products would need to be recyclable or compostable. The Circular Economy Bill is supported by hundreds of organizations, but the California Chamber of Commerce, representing 40,000 businesses in the state, opposes it, saying it would be too costly for manufacturers. The proposal's emphasis on reuse is significant, says Bucknell University economics professor Thomas Kinnaman.
Whatever plastic we do recycle, we've done a poor job of actually finding avenues for that to be reused in production somewhere.
Some large companies have already committed to less waste. SC Johnson is one example, says it will make 100% of its plastic packaging reusable, recyclable, or compostable within 5 years, meeting California's proposed standard. And if it passes, the bill has national implications. Companies with products that use less plastic for California would sell those same products throughout the country. In Los Angeles, I'm Sue Carpenter for Marketplace.